With this look at Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA and the U.S. Agency for International Development will deploy $1 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding to buy U.S. commodities to provide emergency food assistance around the world. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said, America's farmers are the most productive and most efficient in the world, and we rely on them to supply safe and nutritious food, not only to our nation, but to the global community. And the U.S. produces more commodities than we consume, so we have the opportunity to partner with USAID and extend this food to those in our global community who are struggling. An initial $950 million will support the purchase, shipment, and distribution of U.S. wheat, rice, sorghum, vegetable oil, and cornmeal, among other commodities. USAID has selected 18 countries for the initial round of support. The USDA data shows the number of cattle on feed at the start of this month rose 1% year over year. Cattle and calves on feed for slaughter and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more rose to 11.8 million head in the week through April 1. An agency report says inventories included 7.27 million steers and calves, a 2% increase, and 4.56 million heifers and heifer calves, a 1% increase from the same point last year. March placements, meanwhile, plunged 12% to 1.75 million head. Net placements totaled 1.69 million head. 330,000 head of cattle weighing less than 600 pounds were placed in feedlots. Cattle between 600 and 699 pounds totaled 260,000 head. Around 460,000 head weighing between 700 and 799, those were placed, as were 466,000 head weighing 800 to 899 pounds. Marketings of fed cattle also dropped in March, falling 14% down to 1.71 million head. President Biden has proposed tripling steel and aluminum tariffs on China, but his ag secretary argues provoking China may be at the root of a rising farm trade deficit. The tripling of the steel tariffs, started by former President Trump, could again spark retaliation by China against U.S. ag producers. Yet Secretary Tom Vilsack had this possible explanation for the growing U.S. ag trade deficit in an exchange with top GOP Senate ag appropriator John Hoeven.
Our trade deficit for the first 3 months of fiscal year 24 was $6 billion, bought $6 billion more than we sold. China purchased $6 billion less.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. Yeah. Coincidence, no, right?
Well, look, if you continually wrap your number one customer, it's not surprising that your number one customer would send you a signal.
The tariffs imposed by Trump remain in place on hundreds of billions in Chinese goods, while Beijing has kept its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. farm goods like soybeans. According to a seller surveys last week, average retail prices for all eight fertilizers were up from last month in the second week of April here in 2024. This marks the third straight week that retail prices for all fertilizers were on the higher side. Despite the increases, though, only one fertilizer saw a significant price jump, which is designated as anything 5% or more. UAN-32 was 5% higher in price compared to last month, with an average price of $417 per ton. The remaining seven fertilizers were just slightly more expensive compared to the same period last month. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.